The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of The News Show. It is the 21st of October, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting our Monday tech news off with some Google Pixel and the security features of it. Kind of like, you can keep your eyes closed and it'll still unlock. You know, those kind of security features. Kind of funny considering how Google's Pixel 4 was saying that it added a whole bunch of these new security features, but yet you can look at the thing, keep your eyes closed, and it'll still unlock. Now, Google has acknowledged this, says that they are promising they will fix it in a software update, which is great to know. The only problem is we don't know when it's going to be coming. Now, obviously, the Pixel 4 was trying to do something along the iPhone lines with its face unlock. Biggest difference though, you gotta have your eyes open for the iPhone. Guess that's something that Google slightly overlooked. In the meantime, of course, Google's saying there's other security features there if you just don't feel quite secure enough, including your PIN, pattern, and password, and a whole bunch of other little things that you can install with third-party software. BBC's VR Hub. Oh, it's fun. Oh, it's going away. Yes, apparently very soon, the Hub will be wrapping up its commissioning and production work. Probably the most popular feature was the Doctor Who animated VR short, introduced earlier this year. Pretty much what it boils down to is it had funding for 2 years, and those 2 years are up. Now, there will be one final project, at least it's supposed to be released. It will be a 6-part series called Missing Pictures. And on top of that, the group says they'll be taking the content on tour to UK libraries over the part of next year. And finally, so convenient ordering some of your groceries from Amazon, isn't it? Here's a little tidbit for you. You might want to look at that expiration date next time you do. Yeah, it's pretty much a far cry from what Whole Foods is about. You know, freshness, this is everything but. According to reports over there at CNBC, some Amazon third-party sellers we might want to point out here are actually shipping food that's been expired for quite some time. In fact, some of the oldest things that were actually shipped out were Hostess brownies. Those were actually discontinued way back in 2017. Apparently, there's still stock to ship out, even if it is expired. From what we've seen, about 40% of sellers have had over 5 complaints about expired food. In a lot of these cases, it was where multiple vendors were actually selling the same product. Now, in the meantime, Amazon has actually taken down some of these listings because, of course, they have to honor both the law and Amazon policies, which they're not currently doing. In fact, any food item that's actually coming from Amazon at least has to have a shelf life of 90 days. Yeah, 2 years kind of stretching it, isn't it? Then again, Hostess, you know, from famous for those Twinkies, they're supposed to last forever, right? Maybe that's what those sellers were counting on with the brownies, too. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, by golly, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can hop on over to our website, too. That's powered by TSO Host. You can find our website at britishtechnetwork.com, and you can find great, reliable web hosting at tsohost.com. Check us out on our Facebook page as well, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and come be a part of our community over at our Slack room. You can do it by simply joining us at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.